The Battle of Moreland City took fewer than 3 hours. The clansmen who participated knew the outcome immediately. The dead were dead and cared no more. The seriously wounded were fortunate if in the care of medicants and mercifully unconscious. Others experienced the agony of waiting for either help or death. Those unharmed, or the walking wounded, felt the elation of victory or numbness from what they had witnessed or endured. Beneath the orbiting AI, other humans waited. While the logical, disinterested sentients observed the battle from space, tens of thousands of other beings, emotionally invested, waited for news. For some, word came within hours. For others, days. For some, months, if ever.
Orluina Moreland.
Even from the highest building in Moreland City, the wife of Hetman Jinfor Moreland couldn't see the battlefield, but she heard the thunder of hooves, the cannon and musket fire, a pause more firing than nothing for 2 hours. Finally, a long trail of horsemen and wagons moved over hillocks into the city. Her eyes were still good enough to see that the wagons held wounded and dead. She didn't see the banners of the Moreland leadership. "Maybe they're still at the battlefield," she told herself, "particularly the Hetman and his sons." Not that she worried for the safety of her husband, or even for her oldest son, Owain. Jinfor had not been the husband of her dreams, with his harshness, overweening self-importance, and stubborn refusal to face his own stupidity, and she had hated every day of her marriage and life in Clan Moreland. Unfortunately, as a daughter of Hetman Pewit, she'd had no choice in the political marriage. The only lights in her life had been 3 babies, 2 sons, Owain and Kedem, and a daughter, Nyssa. Owain she'd loved until by age 7 he began changing into a copy of his father. Now, only a dim memory reminded her of when she had loved her eldest son. Kedem, the younger son, demonstrated everything his older brother lacked: kindness, inquisitiveness, and strength. He was strong enough to avoid emulating his father and brother. She knew that other clans, particularly Keelan, chose the next hetman among all of the sons and not by primogeniture. And even then, only with the approval of the Boyerman. She had never suggested to Jinfor that he choose Kedem as heir, knowing her husband would dismiss copying Keelan. So far, Owain had 3 daughters, but no sons. Despite her efforts to suppress the thought which caused her intermittent guilt, Orluina admitted to herself that if Jinfor died, she wouldn't mourn if Owain followed suit and Kedem became hetman. Footsteps on stone announced someone behind her. Slow footsteps, as if made by an old or feeble person, or someone hesitant to approach. She turned to see Abbot Kelvin of St. Warland's Abbey. He was young for an abbot and not feeble, but his pale, grim expression foretold distress.
"Orluina,"
he said softly, confirming bad news by the use of her first name.
"News came. The Narthani are withdrawing back to the territories. But Moreland suffered grievous losses, far worse than we first feared." "Who is dead?"
she asked, her voice emotionless. The abbot needed no further words to know. She asked about her husband and 2 sons.
"God knows I'm sorry to tell you, Orluina, but it's confirmed that the hetman and both of your sons fell in a charge on the Narthani."
She didn't speak for a long moment.
"And there's no doubt?" "None, I'm afraid." "Thank you, Abbot. I'd like to be alone now." "Of course. But I'll be in the main hall if you want to talk or need me for any reason."
She turned back, looking out to the west as the abbot's footsteps receded. She would mourn Kedem later. For now, nothing held her in Moorland. She would take Nyssa and within 2 hours be on her way back home to Pewit. She could do nothing for Kedem, but Nyssa needed to be out of the reach of Moorland factions. Her daughter was a simpleton, a good-natured girl of 15 with the mind of a 5-year-old. If Nyssa stayed in Moorland, she would become a pawn in the struggle to define the new clan leadership. With the hetman and both of his sons dead and with no grandsons, Nyssa might be forced into a marriage to secure a hetman claim. When Nyssa was safe, then Urlwina would mourn her youngest son. Breda Keelan. Another hetman's wife also waited, but the news took longer to reach her at Cairnford, capital of Keelan province, 130 miles south-southeast of Moorland City. In Breda Keelan's 27-year marriage to College Keelan, she had seen him off into danger many times, mainly in the early years before his father died and College became hetman. But those times were nothing like now. When College had left this time, she watched him lead 500 armed Keelan men on the way to joining hundreds more Keelanders and men from the Gwillimer and Meetak clans, 2,200 men going to the aid of the Moorland clan, invaded by an Arthani army and the allied Aiwal and Selfsul clans.